Welcome to Gadgets, a podcast from Gizmodo where we women-splain the latest technology. I'm your host, consumer tech reporter Florence Ion, and I'm joined here by Protocol's news editor, Caitlin McGarry. Hi, Caitlin.
Hi, Flo. How are you today?
I'm having a crisis of faith.
Oh, we're just jumping right into it. Okay.
Yeah, because in my hand I have, actually not just in my hand, but in my room, I have currently three iPhones.
Oh my.
Which is the most number of iPhones I've had in my vicinity in 10 years.
Yeah.
10 years.
That's a long time.
It's such a long time.
So what was the last iPhone you used?
I had an iPhone 4S, actually, for a brief period of time.
I loved the before iPhone I switched. 4S.
Mm-hmm, that was a great phone before I switched back to Android on the Galaxy S3 is what I went to.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah, extremely.
Like we've
should
using
do a vintage
phones.
Episode one day.
Yes. Like thinking back on the phones that we've used, like, oh God, remember when HTC made a phone with Facebook
that was just I was just writing about that today.
That was like one of the first phones I reviewed, actually. And I was like, I don't know if this is going to work out.
I reviewed that phone too. And actually, the iPhone SE 5G, which is the one that I'm currently like putting to test, it reminds me a lot of that phone. So,
oh God.
Because they were both very small.
Buckle up.
I know.
Right.
I know.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
We'll talk about that.
Yes. I'm curious to hear your thoughts. I'm also concerned.
I also need your help because I have no idea what I'm doing. So that is a segment coming up. But before we get to that, we're actually, I know that I've been bringing a lot of like Flo's pop culture goss to our Gadgets podcast, but it's because it's also a world I live in. And it just so happens that technology keeps spilling into the world of celebrity gossip because Grimes has somehow just like become this connection between these differing world. I will explain to you why I am flabbergasted by this whole Grimes love baby with Elon, but is also in like a polycule with Chelsea Manning.
Yeah.
It's a thing, guys.
There's a lot to unpack here, and it's directly related to consumer technology, which we'll get to in a minute.
It will be. I will explain to you my theory that I have developed over the last week since I've talked to Caitlin.
Oh, yes. We have a lot of thoughts on this. I'm just here for the mess, really.
Honestly, this podcast is turning into Caitlin here to mop up Flo's mess because we're going to end the podcast today about the pop sockets, which I did not ask Caitlin's input on.
No, she definitely didn't. Here we go.
I'm dying right now. I'm so excited to get to that segment. Okay. All right.
Okay.
Let's take a quick break because I have to collect myself so we can talk about Grimes. So I've been thinking a lot about how we deify Silicon Valley folks. So slight side note, there's a lot of like mini series out right now about like Silicon Valley.
Yes.
You know,
there's the Uber,
powerful people.
Uber show, WeWork, and classic Theranos. Can't get enough of that, really.
The Dropout. Mm-hmm. I have, by the way, been watching The Dropout. Very good. It's on Hulu. And I just started Super Pumped, The Battle for Uber.
Super Pumped is not good. I'm just going to say it.
No.
It's not good.
No, I watched a preview episode on Pluto TV because it's a Showtime channel that will let you preview some of the new stuff. FYI. And I was kind of thinking about like Joseph Gordon-Levitt portraying Travis. I can never say his last name.
Kalanick.
Thank you. Yeah, Kalanick. And I was just thinking, like, why does this need to happen? And then I remembered that last week's big dominating headline, also on Gizmodo.com, was that Elon Musk and Grimes had another love child.
They did.
They did. A secret, another secret love child.
We could just call the little girl, we could call her just a child. I don't know how much love factors into any of this stuff anymore.
this is also true. The child is named Y.
Her nickname is Y. Her
nickname is Y. Her actual
birth name is, oh God, I'm going to mess this up. It's Exa. Exa Dark something.
Yeah, I don't actually hate the weird
Exa
names that
grabs. Yeah.
Yeah. It's a cool, Exa, like, whatever. Futuristic, like, sci-fi. Like, I could see Grimes giving it. It fits. But so this revelation, it came via a Vanity Fair profile that came out last week. And the reporter apparently heard this very recently born baby crying in the background in a separate room. And that's when Grimes is just like, oh, yeah, haha, she's kind of colicky. Like, oh, you just randomly had a child.
Right. Like, Grimes very clearly was planning to keep the child a secret from this reporter and did not anticipate that a baby would cry in her house during the interview, which the interview lasted for hours. So I don't know how she expected to keep a baby secret for that long. But aside from the secret part, the profile itself, listen, I actually like Grimes. I think she's like intriguing as hell. Like, I'm here for it. I don't love that she just, this profile is how she envisions herself as like a companion to Elon instead of like a person in her own right with, you know, and how she sort of balances like her artistic ambitions with being this billionaire's person. The entire profile was about Elon, essentially. It was like Grimes as told through the lens of Elon, which is frustrating as a woman because like you're so much more than your partner. And, but I get that people are fascinated with her because they're fascinated with Elon. So just something about it was all very weird to me.
Yes, but then no less than 24 hours later, we found out that Grimes is actually not with Elon.
Or she is, but she has another partner in addition to Elon.
Correct. Yeah, we're still kind of figuring out, like, so I called it a polycule, which honestly is a piece of terminology I picked up from other podcasts covering this.
Okay.
I was like, because my understanding is a polycule is a little different than polyamory in that it's like, it's just like collective, like group of people who are always intertwined in.
I don't know that any of these people have like actual feelings for each other. This is all just like, it's all a performance, I think. I mean, knowing what I know of Grimes that she's put out publicly, I don't actually know her. Like, this all just seems like high performance art, which is fine.
But there are kids involved,
so that's a little.
Well, at the very least, the children will be taken care of, I assume. You know, even though the profile says that Elon lives apparently below the poverty line, some like weird distinction where I guess he won't even buy a new mattress is something it said in the Vanity Fair profile. But I'm just like, this sounds, I don't know. Grimes, are we sure?
I appreciate that they live in separate homes because Elon doesn't love her interior design. It's a little too much anime, that tracks. That totally tracks.
God, I love Grimes. Like, see, people love her because artistically she is filling a niche that is not really expressed.
She's like Bjork for the TikTok era. Like, Bjork wouldn't put her business out like this ever. But, like, you know, internally, Bjork is like mad genius, basically. And her art is,
I mean,
just that. It's art.
Go to her Bjork's partners, museum. I've gone to some of the museum showings and it's.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. A lot of, a lot of sexual energy. To be introduced to in your high school age.
Yeah. I really feel like Grimes is like carrying on that tradition because there was, I mean, it's been a while since anyone has been like as outwardly just fucking weird as Bjork has been. And I enjoy it. I'm a Bjork fan, so.
I think it's also interesting too, like, so Grimes is in Austin right now, which I was going to say, like, Caitlin can't know her because she's not in LA currently. So you won't run into her at the coffee bean.
I won't. Only Princess Megan, hopefully.
Exactly. Exactly. But she's also, Grimes is in Austin right now with Chelsea Manning. And this is interesting because, so for, if you're listening to this podcast, I would assume that you know who Chelsea Manning is because Manning actually is a major whistleblower. And in the early 2010s, God, I remember when all this stuff was just coming out.
Me too. So wild.
Julian Assange, Edward Snowden. This is before we really realized they were kind of problematic too. Chelsea in particular made headlines for leaking hundreds of thousands of documents to WikiLeaks. And she was sentenced to 35 years in prison after being found guilty of 20 crimes, including the 6 violations of espionage. In January 2017, actually, then President Barack Obama commuted Manning's remaining prison sentence after she had served 7 years. And content warning, also attempted suicide multiple times. Mm-hmm. She had actually transitioned while she was incarcerated. And she was in the headlines a lot. Like her journey was in the headlines. Mm-hmm. And so I kind of grew sympathetic to her because I got to know her through all of these tech headlines that were alongside all the, you know, the consumer gadget coverage that we were doing. And it's interesting to see them together, considering, first of all, Grimes's partner, Elon, in partner in life, let's just say, because she does have 2 children with him. They will always be connected in this way.
Yes, yeah.
Spewed some anti-trans rhetoric recently and has been flying close to the sun with some fringe beliefs that are very anti-trans, I should say, and just anti-people in some cases, and this weird mix worlds.
Elon is just a classic shit poster. Like, I mean, you can't take really anything he says at face value, which is problematic when he's the CEO of a company and will tweet things that then...
Many companies.
the CEO of a few companies, but when he tweets things about Tesla and the stock just starts going on this wild roller coaster, it's gotten him in a lot of trouble. Like, you know, the SEC has been like, you need to get your tweets pre-approved. And he's like, no, I'm not going to do that. And so they're kind of at an impasse, but he'll just say anything. So obviously that's horrible because he's expressing like, you know, like the things that he says he might not mean, but he has a huge audience and they take everything he says very seriously. Mm-hmm. So yes, I think we can all acknowledge that he's like not the most responsible person, but really I'm just here to enjoy the journey. I'm like really curious to see how this unfolds. And Grimes has a new album coming out. So I'm going to be listening to
that.
We
should have started. I actually didn't know that. This feels like, well, of course, that's right. That's why she had the Vanity Fair profile, right? Her agent probably was like, hey, journalists, do you want to interview her? She could talk about her new album. Then this stuff came out because she had a baby in the background. But I just keep thinking about Elon's, just the way he lives between these two worlds and how we're like watching him for what he says changes the industry. And it's very frustrating because it feels like such a circus. It feels like a pop culture circus with him. And so it's hard it's getting harder to kind of take what he's doing seriously. Like, you know, I'd love to herald Tesla for putting electrical vehicles on the road, but it's hard to think about those with all the ways that he treats workers and, you know, the other.
Yeah. He's kind of a mess. Yep.
He is kind of a mess.
Always interesting.
Yeah.
But yeah, kind of a mess.
That's
anyway,
true.
Grimes.
Anyway, Grimes.
Yeah.
Oh boy. Well, we'll keep pressing on to who the celebrities are dating in the Silicon Valley world. And when we get back, we'll talk about more coming out from Silicon Valley, which is tiny little iPhones.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move.
Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Well, as I mentioned earlier, I am having a hard time picking a god to believe in.
Oh my God. Florence, it's not that serious.
Listen, I've been watching The Dropout. In like the first episode, she is lingering over a photo, a poster of Steve Jobs. This is not a spoiler, mm-hmm. okay? Over a poster of Steve Jobs on her wall. And I'm just like, wow. This is like me and my NSYNC posters. Did this really happen? Anyway, I'm still trying to fact check that, by the way.
Oh, I mean, it's well known that Elizabeth Holmes worshipped Steve Jobs. That's why she went with like the turtleneck situation. But I don't know if she actually had a poster of him.
That's but, what
well,
I was thinking.
Let's set the stage. Okay, so you currently have in your possession the new iPhone SE. Which, for those who don't know, the SE is Apple's cheapest iPhone. It looks like it has an extremely dated design. It looks like it came out like 5 years ago, and that's because it did originally.
So cute.
It has really thick bezels. It's got a really small screen. It still has the fingerprint sensor. So if you know someone who like is really clinging to that, it's still there. But Flo, people have remarked to us that, but you know, you're an Android person and I'm an Apple person. And that's not entirely the case, but we've worked together for a long time and we met each other when you were a reporter for PC World and I worked at Mac World. And so this, not rivalry, but like, you know, little good-natured ribbing is how we became friends.
It's true.
I think most people do not know that context, so I'm just putting it out there that, like, Flo and I do not work for these companies. We just like to make fun of each other. And to that end, you are now using your first iPhone in a decade since the iPhone 4S. And I need to know, like, how do you feel? Are you confused?
Okay, so... Real talk, I had to look up the support page for how to set up an iPhone because I did not know what to do as soon as I turned it on. It just said hello to me. And I'm like, yeah, hi, what do you want?
I got a frantic text from Flo. What do I do now? It's not that bad. It's not that bad.
It's not. I will tell you, though, so I do not use my Apple account. I have one because when I started down this career, I actually started writing about Apple products way back in the day. And you know, like right out of college, we were all using Apple stuff anyway. They really, the ecosystems at my university were really around that. And so I had to like go look up my password and everything. I had to like go backward in time. And apparently I didn't remember this. I forgot that I set up like a guest profile on my husband's MacBook. And so it was trying to two-factor with his MacBook. And like, I don't remember password there that I set up or anything. It keeps trying to two-fa me to these MacBooks that I do not own.
Right. They do that. They like for you to approve, like if you're logging in for the first time, you have to approve it from another Apple device if you have one. It's all just to like, you know, keep things safe and secure, but
yeah,
very annoying
course.
If, yeah.
Yeah. And the thing is, Google does the same thing. On Android, when you log in, it'll have you approve it on like another device, whether it's a tablet or smartphone and maybe Chromebooks in some cases. But yeah, I don't have a lot of Apple products to choose from. So this is a whole new world for me to venture into. I should also say that in addition to the iPhone SE 5G, Apple's also let me borrow the new green iPhones. So okay, I've got the iPhone 13 Pro. I have that one in Alpine green. It's I had to actually stow it away because my kid wouldn't stop like, oh, it's green. She was really, I think her favorite color might be green. We've been working on colors lately.
Oh, that's fun. Yeah. I mean, green, so. I'm wearing green right now. Yes, I'm here for it. Yeah.
She likes green and purple. And the other one is the regular iPhone 13. And that is just like the regular green, which is more of like a, I want to say a forest green. Mm. It's like a, you know, it's very, yeah. And classic. I do plan on like really trying to use one in tandem with whatever Android phone I have, because there's a bunch of new ones coming out. So there's going to be, you know, more things that need to be tested. And I am realizing, oh my God, so much has changed in the last 10 years. The interface is different. I forgot there's no back button.
Oh my goodness. Whoa. Wow. Okay. So you set up the iPhone, like when you look at it, are you just like, what's happening? Like, do you, is it stressing you out? Like, do you like how it looks? Are you confused by how much you like it?
I need to play with the interface. I'm going to try and like, I got to try and make it look like, cause I, my friends all have their widgets ever since y'all got like widgets and you got all these special cool things. Like, I want to try some of that stuff out. I want to try out that app that everybody talks about for customization.
Oh, right. Mm-hmm.
The thing I don't like on the SE is because it uses that fingerprint sensor is I'm so used to back in the day physically pressing a home button.
Yeah.
And I don't have that satisfying touch here anymore. It's sort of this like long press that you have to do to get into your phone, and it's finicky. I can see why people prefer the Face ID.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's fair.
Yeah.
Flo, obviously, you know that the iPhone SE is not the best iPhone. So comparing it to like a new Android phone is probably not a good idea. Because this is definitely for people who like, if you have like older parents who like the fingerprint sensor, if you have like a kid that wants an iPhone, like teenager getting their first iPhone, you don't want them to have like the latest and greatest because, you know, maybe they're irresponsible. I'm not going to say I was, but like maybe they are. You know, like this one is the cheapest. It's like $430. And so this is not like the cutting edge iPhone that you would get for yourself. This is like, you know, or maybe you would if you just don't care about phones and you're like, whatever.
You know, and some people are. I'm always getting asked, like, what is a great mid-range phone that I can buy? And, you know, the other thing I will be looking at this phone is, do I want to get this, like, for my mother-in-law? She is still on an iPhone 5.
Oh,
and
wow.
I know.
That's impressive that it, like, still works and, like, yeah. Interesting.
But security, I don't like that she's living in a secure-less operating system. I want her to have a better camera. Like, that's the only camera she has. And so I would like,
better
I'm going to
sure.
kind of see this as, I'm probably just going to think about her the entire time I'm reviewing this. Like, am I going to buy this for her? This is my tryout method for that.
Yeah. I mean, I know the iPhone 5 can't upgrade to like the latest version of iOS, which is bad. You always want to be on the latest version for security reasons. But like iPhones tend to get years and years of security updates. So yeah. So this, if you get her the new SE, it'll probably last her like, God, when did the iPhone 5 come out? Like 7 years ago?
2013 or something like that. Right after the iPhone 4S.
Wow.
That I used last.
That's incredible. I'm gonna be thinking about that for a while.
Yeah, I'll let you know what happens because she's actually coming out to visit. So as you can see, this is all perfectly timed for Flo shopping.
No, it's great. Like the battery still lasts a day. Like wow, I have so many questions. Okay. Oh wow. Yes, but I'm curious to hear your thoughts about like iOS specifically, since you haven't used it in a long time, and. You know, I think it's less about like the latest features because it doesn't have the latest features. Like it really just in terms of hardware, it has 5G, which is necessary going forward. It doesn't have
half
the super
5G.
Doesn't have the super fast version of 5G, but like I mean, most people can't even connect to those networks anyway.
I know, but I will say, side note, caveat, make sure that your carrier isn't charging you for that high performance 5G if you're not actually using it. Because I, like Verizon, for instance, charges you to use the mmWave versus the mid-range bands that they offer.
Interesting.
It's like an extra $10 to $20.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Did not realize. I think I'm on AT&T and I don't think you pay extra for millimeter wave, but.
It's because, yeah, AT&T.
Or at least not the plan that I'm on. They keep changing plans. Like every year there's a new plan. And I just, yeah. But yeah, we're going to dive into your thoughts on, well, you will dive into your thoughts on gizmodo.com. I'm just here as moral support.
You are. Yeah. It's true. I will say very quickly, some of the things I'm looking forward to testing out is Apple Pay, because I'm a fervent Google Pay user, so this will be interesting.
Okay.
iMessage, but I can't I can't bring my SIM card over because, again, I'm on Verizon, and it, like, breaks. It breaks if you bring over your – it's, like, does this whole thing. They put you on a different system. I don't want to deal with it, so I have a backup SIM that I'll be testing with.
Great.
I have a Mint SIM, which is an MVNO. Siri, I'm very much looking forward to, because I also, this is going to be my first dive into HomeKit.
Okay.
Which is kind of a blind spot for me in my smart home coverage, admittedly, that I would like to, you know, it's time for me to go hands on with that and see why you all love this.
Oh, no, let me stop you right there. Siri is terrible. Siri.
No, I mean, HomeKit is what I meant, you all love. I know Siri's terrible from what I hear.
It's literally the worst. And switching from Google Assistant to Siri will be deeply upsetting for you. Like, so slow, like, not responsive. You ask basic questions and it's like, let me pull up an internet search. And it's, yeah, you're going to be frustrated.
Still?
Yeah, you're going to.
It was like that when I was using the iPhone. Flo,
you're going to hate it. Like, I'm just, set your standards very low.
Okay.
Siri is definitely the worst part of an iPhone, for sure.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, I'm also going to buy some things. So I'll put my Google Play account away for a little while and I'll go buy some things in the App Store.
Okay.
I'll go download our podcast.
Yes.
Maybe leave us a review.
We love to review our own podcast.
And
give us 5 stars,
lastly, the cameras. I know the SE doesn't have, it supposedly has like the similar-est camera system as the iPhone 13, but from the reviews that I've already posted, I see that like the night vision situation is not as robust as what's on the iPhone 13.
Right. Well, I mean, the iPhone SE has one camera lens instead of two or three. And yeah, it lacks like any kind of night mode, which is really disappointing because Google's cheap phones have always had like really impressive night mode.
Yeah.
So yeah, I think they probably could have done some more work on the camera. They did on the like processing side. So like, I'm sure the images will be better than they were like on the last iPhone SE, but yeah, definitely nowhere near iPhone 13 levels, I would assume.
Well, I can't wait for you to read my review.
Can't wait. I'm gonna maybe send me your review before you post it, so I get a sneak peek. That's allowed here because we're podcast co-hosts.
All right. When we're back, I'm going to serenade Caitlin all about my favorite cell phone accessory, the pop socket.
Oh, no.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about all from the comfort of your home isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
I love pop sockets. I don't know why. Oh, so yesterday I was putting together, like we do. Okay, listen, I run a household. We have a weekly, we have to do weekly like shipments from Target, grocery store, and Amazon, right? Because got to keep the machine going around here. Okay. So I was doing my weekly, people know where I'm coming from. So I was doing this, I was doing the Amazon weekly haul, adding things to the cart, and it started serving me all these like pop socket accessories. I was trying to look at the new, they have this like tripod situation that's kind of like the Joby tripod that you can wrap around, like, you know, and so I was like, oh, maybe I should try this. Because I have pop sockets on every one of my phones. Every time I get a review unit in, I go to Amazon, I buy a cheap case if the company doesn't send me one, and I buy a pop socket for it because I've built my life around this accessory. I have the car mount.
Oh my God.
I have the pop sockets that let you swap them out so that you can do wireless charging. And so I just wanted to quickly evangelize about pop sockets. Because I also saw, because I all, hold on, Caitlin.
Bring it on. Yeah.
I also saw that they have, now I, in our show notes, the link is listed as bro, but if you hover over it, you will see that the pop sockets pop grip for MagSafe.
Oh, yes.
I saw this and I was like, oh my God, this is genius. It's a magnet that you just put to the back. What?
Yeah. Yes. Listen, I get why people like pop sockets. I do. I'm not opposed to them. I just like
they're so cheap.
They are. They're cheap. I don't even know what it is about them. It's like pop sockets and selfie sticks to me are like the same thing. They're just like they look annoying. People look annoying when they're using them in public. Or like using your tablet as a camera when you're like on vacation. Everything, like I just lump all of these activities together in one like annoying bucket. And I'm like, never, never will I do any of these things. I will never get a pop
socket. Do you
remember
when I gave out selfie sticks, by the way, at my wedding?
I left it on my chair.
I bought those off AliExpress.
You still have the selfie stick you gifted me at your wedding. I guarantee you it is in your garage.
it's in my mom's attic, by the way, I should say. The ones that nobody took home.
That was me.
I don't give out pop sockets as gifts because I recognize that it is a very, like, the cell phone accessory is a very, it's like buying perfume for somebody.
Oh, yeah.
It's such a personal. You cannot pick it out for a person. I don't know what graphic that person wants. I don't know if they want. I was going to buy my cousin like the lip balm one. So they have pop sockets that like, but like, what if the lip balm, I don't know, makes you break out or something?
Wait, there's it's a waste of $20. That has lip balm inside of it. So like you're holding your phone with the pop socket and you can unscrew and then you go, and just.
And then oh, you put your little.
Horrifying.
Yeah, you put your little finger. Let's. I'm doing the motion for Caitlin like they would on a YouTube video when they swatch and they like put it against theirs.
I can't. I mean, I get it. Like you need like I have small hands, like holding phone is like a full like I have to wrap my whole hand around it. It's like difficult to like take photos one handed.
You have the
or whatever.
iPhone 13 Pro, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Which is like it's not a huge phone. I mean it's huge by like the perfect size phone for me is the iPhone mini, but I also don't like a small screen. So I'm caught in this like weird gray area where it's like difficult for me to use a phone with one hand, but I'm, you know, I persist. This is my cross to bear. And I'm
nevertheless, you persisted.
I did. and I'm sure a pop socket would make that easier, but I just like, I hate it. I don't know.
You know what though? Your MagSafe situation, it always amazes people because I feel like a lot of people still are not acquainted with the MagSafe accessory lineup.
Sure.
And which just is like really what useful. Is available. Like,
Yeah. We've talked about this. So MagSafe, like on the newer iPhones, makes it possible for you to attach things magnetically. Like even through a case. And so you could snap a pop socket to it. Like, it used to be that, like, you couldn't get rid of the pop socket. Once it was on there, it was on there, and you couldn't take it off unless you took off the case. Or some people, I think, stuck it, like, directly to the phone itself, which is traumatic. But, like, with MagSafe, you can just, if there's a MagSafe pop socket, you can just, like, snap it on, take it off, put something else on. But, like, I don't know. That's a lot. You know what? I should try it. I should give, you know, I realize I come across as, like, maybe not that open to Flo's ideas on this podcast.
Listen, it is wasteful,
irresponsible.
Pop sockets are wasteful. Like, they're not environmentally friendly if you think about it, because it's just creating waste. So I recognize that.
I mean, all technology is really just creating waste, and we're trying
to mitigate
them. Yeah. But, like, now that they're cheaper and easier to use, I will give it a shot, because I don't want to dismiss all of your ideas out of hand, Flo.
Well, I brought this also because I got excited this week. My coworker, Andrew Lizuski, wrote about this new PopSockets battery charger, which...
There's a battery charger.
Yeah, they just announced it as I'm skimming through this. It's called the PopGrip Jumpstart Lightning. And it is larger, but what it does is it actually charges your phone while it's on it, which it's only a 2200 milliamp battery. But, like, I would love to have one of these at, like, outside lands.
I mean,
you know,
that's cool. Yeah. So, like, it makes it easier to hold your phone, and it's also charging your phone at the same time. See, that's something I can get behind, because it does multiple things at once.
Okay. Yeah.
That's innovation. That's innovation. I'm here for it.
Yeah. And the first comment is, I never understood the appeal of making your phone thicker and awkwardly shaped just to make it easier to hold one-handed. And you know what? First commenter.
This is what I'm saying. This is what I'm saying. Thank you, Gizmodo readers. I appreciate you. I feel seen and validated. Vindicated, some might say.
But it's that fine. Song starts playing in my head. Ay, ay, ay. You can't say vindicated without the Spider-Man song from Dashboard Confessional playing in my head.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. Now it's playing in my head too. Ryan, can we get the rights to that one?
Yeah. I think we're allowed to play 10 seconds of it.
Yeah. Can the outro to this podcast just be vindicated?
Vindicated. I am selfish. I am wrong. All right.
Oh, my God.
It feels like a good note for us to end on.
Yes, please. Let's end.
Caitlin, thank you for being here over from your brand new protocol news desk. I look forward to doing this with you every week. And I would like to thank our producer and sound engineer, Ryan Allen, who I also look forward to shooting the shit with every week as we do. And our cover designer, Vicky Lita. I know you're out there making beautiful art, and we want to thank you for our beautiful cover design. I also want to remind everybody that you can email us at gadgets@gizmodo.com. I have a feeling we're going to be doing a reader feedback segment soon. Listener feedback. This
reader
is what happens
listener.
When you toe the line between two worlds. Yeah, feel free to email us.
Yeah.
We would love that. You can also tweet us at Gizmodo or find Caitlin and I on our social media profiles. We are OThatFlo and Caitlin_McGarry, respectively, on Twitter. You can also subscribe to us wherever you get your podcasts. And as we mentioned, we'd appreciate a review on Apple Podcasts, or you can easily star us on Spotify. That helps us a lot. So until next week, when we're back with more unhinged gadget and celebrities and tech news madness. Have a great week, everyone.
Yes. Bye.